Holy Spirit, help me tonight. Help me and help every one of us to hear what you are saying to us at this time. People, the battle is not over. We had a Judah altar 7 days, September 1st to September 7th. And it was like I heard that the devil is just waiting for some of us. After the 7th day, you will come and meet me. I'm waiting for you. You've done 7 days. On the 8th day, you will find me waiting for you. But in the name of Jesus, we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. I'm not scaring us. I'm just telling us reality. I was telling God that I wish the things that has been revealed to me in the past couple of weeks, I wish I knew these things years ago. I sincerely wish I knew. But God is saying it's never too late. The timing is now. The timing is right. You have suffered the things you needed to suffer so that you will see the value of what I'm teaching you now. We have been looking at, and tonight, maybe this will just be an introduction, I don't know, but Holy Spirit, just help me. Are you enjoying life? Are you truly enjoying the grace, the love, and the communion of the Holy Spirit? People, if we don't know the purpose of the grace, the love, and the fellowship of the Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we will not enjoy life. If we don't understand the purpose, and I hope you are listening, people. I hope. Please don't be distracted tonight. Leave the children alone. Just leave the children. The beautiful thing about children is that you don't realize that their spirit is actually receiving all these things. Their spirit is hearing. What do you think they don't know? Or they are not hearing. They are. I'm telling you, I've proven this and I know. The purpose of the grace of God, the Bible tells us that the grace of God that brings salvation, it has appeared unto all men. It's somewhere in the book of Timothy, I think 1 Timothy. Please find it for me. Sorry, media, I didn't send that to you. I'm not sure if I send that scripture to you. The purpose of the grace of God, the grace of God. Please, I don't want people sitting on this side. I told the welcome to not to let anybody sit. Please, there are seats all over this place, please. There's a particular reason why I told them people shouldn't sit on that outer row. Please just come. Find seats around here. Please don't sit on that outer place. Do we have security in place? Huh? Who? Just as long as somebody's watching that door. And I'm not scaring us about anything. I'm just telling us that we need to be extra careful these days. Just check that somebody is watching the door. That's all. Okay? So please, nobody move away from the firing line. Okay? Just give me security. Okay? The purpose of the grace of God. Have you found the scripture? Titus chapter 2. Sorry, it's not in Timothy. Timothy and Titus sound the same. The grace of God. Right? The purpose of the grace of God is to bring salvation to us. The Bible says we are not saved by works. We are saved by grace. So if you understand, number one, the purpose of the grace, of course, we know the scriptures, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and please answer me. The fellowship or the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us, right? And that scripture is found where? Please, do you read your Bible? Is the word for us this September enjoying the grace, love, and communion of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Please, I hope you are not on Instagram or you are not on any social media platform as I'm talking, please. Just make sure you are not distracted. Right? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Can I have an amen? Amen. So, Titus 2:11. Grace, it brings salvation. Grace comes to liberate us, to give us the liberty, to deliver us from the powers of darkness, translate us into the glorious light, the glorious liberty that God has given to us. Now, the love of God. Do you know what the love of God we are just summarizing tonight? The Bible tells me in John chapter 3, verse 16. What's in John chapter 3, verse 16, people? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, that whosoever believes in him will not but have everlasting life. Grace has brought salvation. Love has made that salvation available to us through the death, the burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So if I want to enjoy life, enjoy this only one life we have to live on this side of the eternity, I must understand the purpose of the grace. Embrace the grace. I must understand the purpose of the love. What the love of God has done. The love made God not to impute my sins, to forgive and give me eternal life. Whosoever believes on him will not perish. Deliver me from destruction. And then, what is the purpose of the fellowship or the communion of the Holy Spirit? When the Lord Jesus, who is the second person we will see in that 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The first person we see in that, it says the grace and the love of God. So we have seen God and we've seen the Lord Jesus. Now, what is the purpose of the communion? The Lord Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit. He calls him helper. He calls him comforter. The Greek says parakletos. One who has been called alongside to help us on this journey of life. You know, the Bible says as many as are led by the Holy Spirit. Those are the real, true children of God. If I don't know and I'm not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, I cannot navigate life. There's no way I will enjoy this life. You know, God bless you, Apostle Dadaize. Please, let's celebrate him. He brought the word to us. I was screaming on my bed on Saturday morning, listening to the last Thursday Bible study. Really, really, really ministered. And God bless you. Where you got that from, it will not be dry. And you will always stand before the Lord to hear him and to stand before men to proclaim him. Amen. And so shall it be for every one of us. Amen. That every word that proceeds from your mouth is the word of God. Because that's all God is looking for. We speak his word. He watches over his word. He wants to accomplish it through our lips. The Bible tells me in Mark chapter 16, it says, they went forth. And they were preaching the word everywhere. And God was doing what? Confirming the word with signs following. You want to see signs following you in your life? You want to see miracles? Speak the word only. Speak the word only. When you speak the word only, God confirms his word. The communion, the Holy Spirit is just working with us, alongside, waiting for us to say what God is saying. And then he confirms it. But what are the things we say? With our own lips, we destroy our own lives. The Bible says anyone who will love life, I'm paraphrasing now, death, life, power of what? The tongue. And those who love it, they will eat the fruit. In Proverbs chapter 18. You know one thing that I saw, for those of us who might not be enjoying our marriage, I saw something I'd never seen before some years ago. If you go to that Proverbs chapter 18, it talks about wife. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And then look at the next scripture. Please bring it up. Proverbs chapter 18. And then let's go to 19. Is it Proverbs 18? Please just bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up quickly. I don't have time tonight. Proverbs 18, 22. Thank you very much. And then verse 23. Display the two of them together. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. What is verse 23? Sorry, verse 21. What is verse 21? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, they will eat its fruit. Next, whoso finds a wife finds a good thing, obtains favor from the Lord. Some of us, with our mouth, you've destroyed your marriage. With your mouth. It doesn't just apply to wives only. So finds a husband too. But you destroy your marriage with your pronouncements. Listen, you can recreate your marriage if you recreate your heart and your tongue. There's a tie. It's the same principle to life. God came in Genesis 1 and he saw chaos. And what did he do? To adjust the chaos. To make the world known then to have some order. He spoke. So what are you speaking? Joshua told the children of Israel, march around the city, but don't utter a word until I tell you so on the seventh day. Because if they uttered anything as they were going around that wall, I can tell you it will be negative. Do you know one of the reasons I found out when Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and Elizabeth, the wife, the Bible said they served the Lord. They were righteous before God. But Elizabeth was barren. And then the day that an angel will appear unto Zechariah, you know what happened to him? After he left that place, what happened to him? He was dumb. He couldn't talk. God had to shut his mouth so that he wouldn't go and say something he shouldn't say. Some of us are talking too much. The battle. We've been learning about Judah. Psalm 149. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the what? High praises of God be in their mouth. And then a two-edged sword, which is the word of God, in their hand. Stop destroying your own life. Do you want to enjoy this life? I'm closing now. God will help us to expand. Let me say, building on what Dadaize shared with us, the reason why we are not enjoying life. We expand more on it next week. Number one, you highlighted about the younger and the older son, The younger is the prodigal. We will know him as the prodigal. The guy went to his father to ask because he could see that he had inheritance. The older couldn't see. Couldn't see. So one of the reasons why we are not enjoying life is that we are not seeing what God has given to us. We can't see it. We can't just see, comprehend the things God has given to us. I pray in the name of Jesus, your eyes will be open now. You will see what God has given to you. Hagar was still crying. She had a tiny little bit of flask that had water. The water had finished. And the child, Ishmael, was there. See, we call God by his name El Roi, but understand why it's El Roi. She had a tiny little bit of flask. The water had been expended. And said, just put the baby there, let the baby die. And then what happened? The Bible tells us, I think that's somewhere in Genesis chapter 19 or somewhere. I'm just flowing with the Spirit tonight. Listen, and God opened her eyes. Genesis chapter 16 verse 13. And God opened her eyes. Please bring it up quickly. The reason why we're not enjoying life, we're not seeing what God has already given to us. Have you found it? In context, go back up to verse, maybe like 10. Let's read from verse 10. Please write these scriptures down. Write them down. Genesis chapter 16. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I want to close because we have to pray. We have to pray tonight. This is not about preaching. This is about you asking now. This is about you seeing. Have you seen it? Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "We'll multiply." Please, somebody look at that scripture. Where was it that her eyes were open? This is Bible study, not just a Bible teaching. It's in that same Genesis 16. So please, everybody, go there. I am praying for all these our children that have been raised in the church. What God showed me recently and this morning is scary. Imagine children are born in church, raised in church, and they end up not knowing God. And they don't know God. No, that same Genesis chapter 16. Wait, let me, verse 13, let's see. Let's go. All right. I want to show you something. Where is it that? Okay, please, where she was crying. I want us to see something, but understand what it means that God. Okay, thank you very much. Let's read from verse 18. In context, we are not enjoying life because we are not seeing. So our prayer is, God, open my eyes so that I may see what you have given me that I'm not seeing. So the Bible said, is it 18? Okay. Arise, lift up the lad. Hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And verse 19. Then God opened her eyes. And what did she see? And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad drink. Excuse me, Ezekiel, where was this well of water? Where was it before? Or you think the world of what I just appeared? Please pray. Lord, open my eyes that I will see what you have given to me. You are seeing that empty, tiny little flask. Some of us, you are seeing trouble in your place of work, but you don't understand that this is opportunity. You don't understand. You don't. In the name of Jesus, receive understanding. Where you are is not somewhere else, people. She was always in front of that well. Where you are, please pray. Lord, where I am right now, open my eyes. Please pray. Don't worry about the keyboard. It's not a keyboard night. Pray. Please pray. It is where you are. It is where you are. Where you are. It's not like God is going to take you to the well of water. I pray you will get it. I pray, Lord, open our eyes tonight. May we get this. Receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Where she was, all she saw was the empty flask. Empty, tiny little flask. Oh, they are persecuting me at work. They are setting me up for trouble. May God open your eyes to see that he has raised you up in that place to solve problems and create solutions. Veil. Be removed. Okay. I will end with this scripture in the name of Jesus. And I will leave us to pray. Let me just give us this scripture. Our brother ended up with Ecclesiastes last week. Ecclesiastes. Write the scriptures down. Ecclesiastes 2:24, Ecclesiastes 3:13, Ecclesiastes 6:2. I gave it to the media. If you can just, I don't know, display the scriptures. Ecclesiastes, just write Ecclesiastes and I write 2:24, 3:13, and 6:2. I want to close. We must pray. Because we are not seeing. That's number one. Do you know what the common denominator here is? Like, some people even acquire things, but God didn't give them the power to enjoy it. You have it, but you can't see it. So you are not enjoying it. You have husband, but you are not seeing it. So you are not enjoying your marriage. You have wife, but you can't see it, and you are not enjoying. You have children. Listen, they've even called your child name. They've tagged the child as something, but you are not seeing it. You will see it. God giving people wealth, Ezekiel, and they don't have the power to enjoy the wealth. Sleepless night. You labor. When is that? For you now to start enjoying the labor. It's now when it's time to enjoy. They just diagnose you with something. I like that. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. It's not my portion. The time to enjoy is? Some of you are not getting it. The time to enjoy is? Next year. Ezekiel, look at that guy that Jesus gave the parable. He had filled his barns. He had done all the investments. He's done everything. He said, yes. Now let me retire. Let me retire and start enjoying. God said, too late. Tonight you are going. Please lift up your hand. Lord, I enjoy my life. Now I begin to enjoy my life. Right now. Where I am. Pray. It's giving me life. He says, behold, the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I have come in the same place where the thief is attempting to steal, to kill, and destroy you. But he said, I also come there to give you life. Life to enjoy. Richly to enjoy. Richly to enjoy. In the same place, the thief comes. He has stolen enough. Somebody, the thief has stolen enough. Listen, the thief has destroyed you enough. He has killed you enough. Enough is enough. If you are not tired, don't ask. In the name of Jesus, please rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. The reason why we are not enjoying life, we are not seeing. Let me give you the last three. We are not asking. We are not seeking. And we are not knocking. And the Holy Spirit made me to see something. Listen, the reason why some of us are not asking is that number one. Because you can't see. Sir, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the Spirit and the water, he cannot see. And then he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. Sir, what you cannot see, you can't enter. And what you cannot see, you can't ask for. The older boy, Ezekiel, could not ask because he couldn't see that God, his father, had given him inheritance. What did the father say? All this while you were with me, everything I had is yours. But he couldn't see. So listen, see, because we don't see, because we don't ask, because we don't seek. Because what you don't see, you can't ask for. What you can't ask for, you won't seek for. And what you don't seek for, you can't knock. Please, let's pray. And when you can't knock, I like what you just said now, you can't enter. Because it is him that knocks. Please pray. I don't know what you had tonight. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm not postponing my life. I am not postponing my enjoyment. I'm not postponing my celebrating life. He said he has given us all things through the knowledge of God. I've given you a bit of knowledge tonight. Tap into this. Please pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, open my eyes to see what I'm not seeing. Open my eyes to see that well that is right where I am. Some of us, we are praying that God should take you to where the well is. God is saying the well is where you are. The well is right where you are. You are looking at your empty flask. You are looking at the empty flask. There is a well. Lord, help me to see my wife. Help me to see my husband. Help me to see my children. Help me to see what you have given me. Come on, people. The woman that widow, she could not see that little tiny jar. She couldn't see it. She couldn't see the tiny pot of oil that was her breakthrough. Help me to see. Lord, help us to see tonight. Please, Mr. Cameraman, I hope you are praying. I know you are trying to follow me. Don't worry about me. Just pray. Pray. Isaiah 25, somebody's just received a word. Isaiah 25, 6 and 7. 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 Display quickly. We want to pray. Please, Grandma Adekombe, please come. I want to do as I'm led to do for you. Isaiah 25. And as I was preparing for this service, I brought communion for you. And then I brought communion for another family. Please, this is not partiality. It's just God telling me to do something. Please take Please count the number of people in your family. Count the number of people in your family. Just count, 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 count. Is that the number of people in your family? Okay. Is Isaiah on? Let's read together. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees of fat things, full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. Is that it, sir? And seven. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil. So shall be your portion. Is there any way you can put the two scriptures together and leave them on the screen? All right, everybody, let's begin to pray. Every veil. When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, the veil that separated people from entering to the Holy of Holies, that veil was removed. The veil that covered people when Moses went on that mountain, Moses had to cover his eyes with a veil. But the Bible says here in this New Testament, that veil is removed. Lord, let me see. Let me begin to see where I am. Where I am. Where. Please leave that camera. Leave the camera. I want the children praying. Please, if they can't pray, somebody just hold their hands. I am scared of this. I'm not joking. I'm scared now of the children in the church. I am scared with what God is showing me. Please. May we never raise another generation that will not know God. Right inside the church. May we never, never raise another generation. May I begin to see? In the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand on this mountain, the mount of the Lord, tonight. The Lord of hosts, that is Yahweh Sabaoth. You will make myself, my family, all people, Lord, a feast. You have set a table before us. Where? In the presence of our enemies. Where you are that you think you are surrounded by enemies is where the feast is. It's where the table is set. I will drink new wine. I will feast. Oh, fat things, full of marrow. Well, refined wine. Thank you, Jesus. Wine is symbolic of the Spirit of the living God. New wine, new spirit. A new heart. I will give a new heart. I will remove that stony heart. I will pour out a spirit. A new spirit. I will give you a new heart. A heart of flesh. And I will pour out a new spirit. Behold, I am doing a new thing, says the Lord. Many shall see. Can you see? Lord, I am seeing. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And Lord, on this mountain, destroy every covering. Every covering cast. Every veil. In the name of Jesus, may we begin to see opportunities. May we begin to see abundance. May we begin to see. May we begin to enlarge our coast. Stretch out the place of your habitation. Dig deeper.